Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We're so glad you're with us on this Friday night. We have got a very special show, a ton of Super Bowl talk that we're going to get into. We've got to recap that incredible comeback by the Patriots. But right now, we're going to shift gears a bit. Hey, we're going to turn our attention to the University of Texas. We're going to talk about their men's basketball program. We're also going to take time to highlight Tom Herman's first recruiting class. What a pleasure to have back with us from the Sports Exchange and also from Horns Illustrated. He's a hybrid. He does it all. One of our dear friends of the show. That is Steve Habel. Good evening, Steve.
Thanks for having me back, Elissa. Good evening.
Hey, it's great to have you with us. And there is so much to get into. We want to get the latest on the Horns. But first, give us a quick hit on Super Bowl 51. It was incredible. It was a magical week right here in Houston. But your takeaways from that epic comeback by the Patriots. I bet you're a smart guy. You probably predicted that, right?
Well, I did predict New England would win, but not the way they did. We were discussing here that middle of the fourth quarter that the only way that the Falcons would lose was that if they found a way to lose, and they certainly did by giving Brady just a little bit too much time. And, he gets an inch, he takes a mile, so... An epic Super Bowl, probably one that went for the ages.
You know, Steve, throughout the years, you have covered so many different sporting events. Have you ever witnessed something like this, that incredible of a comeback?
Yeah, the Texas National Championship game against USC was probably...
Okay, yeah, Vince Young.
For that, if not more. It was at least that fantastic. I mean, if you're a college football guy like I am, that was probably the most epic comeback of all time.
And one of the cool things about the Patriots, if you are a Patriots fan and if you are a Longhorn fan, how about Malcolm Brown? He is now a Super Bowl champ, and he's only 23 years of age. And what he left early from UT to go ahead and take his career to the next level.
Yeah, Malcolm is a great, great big old guy player, and he's been a stalwart there since his first season. He didn't have a spectacular season this year. He had some ups and downs, but he made some great plays in the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh,
yeah.
And then had one tackle in the Super Bowl. But he's wearing something that a lot of people wish they had, is that Super Bowl ring. There's no doubt about that. He's excited about it.
Well, Steve, you know, he left, as I mentioned, a year early to turn pro, but let's talk about how Malcolm Brown was able to make such a quick transition to the NFL. I mean, he started all but one game in the regular season for the league's what, stingiest defense.
Yeah, Malcolm is, he was trained pretty well here at the University of Texas. And when he came out of here after his junior year, he was pretty dominant, enough to where Belichick took him with an early round pick. So his play has surprised anybody. I mean, he's a big guy and he moves well. Believe it or not, my son Christopher, who's 23 or 24 now, if I can even remember that, he played basketball against Malcolm Brown. Well, Chris is a big guy. He's 6'6", and Malcolm was not as tall as Chris, but bigger and moved very well for Brenham High School. So not really surprising the success Malcolm has had at the next level.
Did Malcolm enjoy playing for Charlie Strong?
Yeah, he did. I think everybody enjoyed playing for Charlie Strong. It's just a matter they didn't really perform for Charlie Strong.
Uh-huh.
I think that the guys that have come out of there, and Jordan Hicks is another one who was with the Philadelphia Eagles that only got 1 year of Coach Strong. They've excelled at the next level. So obviously the talent was there. Unfortunately, it didn't really translate to wins on the field.
So, Steve-O, let's switch gears. Let's talk some Texas basketball. On Tuesday night, they came away with a two-point win over the Iowa State Cyclones, and that's not easy, even if it was at home and even if it was at the Frank Irwin Center. But talk to me about that win. But just overall, as we summarize the season up to this point, because the Big 12 Conference Tournament, it's going to be here before you know it, would you say it's been pretty disappointing?
Well, I'd say that the Texas team is underachieved, but at the same time, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores involved in the program for Shaka Smart right now. They're 10-14 after Tuesday night's win.
Right.
And they haven't won a game on the road all season, which is kind of crazy, and because all the close games they've played. But they've got four of their last seven will be on the road before the conference tournament. So, they're trying, but now they're just trying to, they're a team that could beat anybody or could lose anybody. I think that's evident by the fact that they've had so many close games. The other night, Texas actually had a 17-point lead in the first half. Iowa State was woeful shooting the basketball. Mm-hmm. They were 2 of 17 at one point. And Iowa State came back and made it a 4-point game at the half and never took the lead, but always had the, you know, they did tie it at the end, and Texas made the plays to win. So,
well, that really...
Shaka Smart's got a... I'm sorry, Alyssa. Shaka's probably 1 year away from having a real powerful team there, but everybody knows that he's got talent.
Well, Shaka Smart, you know, that's got to give his team a real boost for, you know, having a younger team, finishing out games, closing out games, getting that win.
Yeah, you would think that, but that's happened a couple times this year, and then it hasn't translated to success in the next game, especially if it's on the road. So they just have to be more consistent. They've got, like I said, they've got real talent. They've got another guy, a point guard coming in, which they really need. Jared Allen has been everything that he was supposed to be. He is probably a one-and-done player for Texas, unfortunately. So they will have a hole in the middle next year. It'll be nice to see him back. But, you know, they're a year away, Alyssa. I don't think there's any panic button being pushed here about Texas. It's been a little bit disappointing, but I think it was kind of expected.
You know, I'm glad you bring up the freshman forward in Jared Allen, because he was very instrumental in that hard-fought win over Iowa State on Tuesday night. In fact, he had 17 points, and he hit the game-winning free throws with 7 seconds left. So what are you saying? I mean, he's going to go to the pro level next to make himself eligible?
I think he could be a one-and-done player. I mean, that's really the discussion on him at this point. He's grown by leaps and bounds as the season's progressed. I mean, he had 3 or 4 big blocks in the night, and he moves well with the ball. He
took
a couple threes at his size, and Shaka says that he hits those threes in practice, and it's only a matter of time until he hits them in a game. And that will be a part of his repertoire as he moves forward. There's no doubt about it. But he is a talent. And I guess you could even compare him to somebody like Miles Turner, who played here for Texas a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Coach Barnes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then went to the next level. I think Turner may be physically stronger than Allen, but the skill set is pretty much the same.
You're listening to the voice of Steve Habel. He is with the Sports Exchange, and also you can check him out with Horns Illustrated. Since we are talking about the Texas Longhorns right now, we were just highlighting, you know, perhaps the future of Jared Allen, but what about the future for their head coach in Shaka Smart? How willing are the boosters, the fans, to be patient? I mean, they don't want just, you know, 10 or 15 wins a year. They want to be contending and competing for a national championship.
Alyssa, there is no doubt in anybody's mind that's involved with the University of Texas that Shaka Smart is the man to take this program forward. He is one of the hardest working coaches you'll ever see from, you know, every day. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody coach as hard on a consistent basis as Shaka does. The kids respond to him. It's just a matter of, you know, when you're playing in the Big 12, you're not playing against a bunch of teams that are a bunch of patsies.
Right.
Just about everybody in the league is good enough to play in the NCAA tournament. It's, you know, when you're playing Kansas twice and Baylor twice and, you know, Iowa State twice, Kansas State twice, it's a tough deal. That, you know, kind of translates to football as well. There's not any lot of talent drop off in any of these teams.
We're getting ready to run out of time with Steve Habel from the Sports Exchange and also Horns Illustrated. Got time for one more question. Give us a hit to kind of summarize how the Horns did with their recruiting class, and are they going to win 10 games in 2017?
Which question should I address first?
Just attack it.
Texas,
you can do it, Steve.
Players.
No pressure.
Texas signed 18 players. It was, if anything, it was an underwhelming class for Texas. And even Herman called it, and new Texas coach Tom Herman called it a transitional class. It was ranked in the low 20s nationwide. They maybe have one or two guys in there that will make impacts next year. You remember how young that Texas was and is going forward after last year's team. Winning 10 games, again, we go back to the fact that the conference is not dropping off anywhere. Texas is going to be very talented next year, you know, but their third game of the year is a road game against USC. I guess that'll really tell us where they are.
We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. We've got our eyes on the Texas Longhorns. Always a pleasure visiting with Steve Habel from the Sports Exchange and also Horns Illustrated. Thank you, Steve. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Alyssa. Bye-bye.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio.